61 degrees at 8:08. Good morning. Thank you for waking up with Wall Radio today. And thank you to my guests in the studio. Here from SUNY Orange, or Orange County Community College, whichever you prefer that we call it, we have Dr. Erica Hackman, Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Gabriella Amiano, the college's Program Director for Prosperar, which is something that they're here to tell us about, a Title V grant to help low-income students go to college. Good morning. Welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Sure, sure. Dr. Hackman, you were going to start off and give us some idea of this grant to help low-income students. Can you just get the ball rolling and tell us what it's about?
Excellent. Yes, and we're really pleased to have this opportunity to share this with our community members, and really fortunate to be able to support really a shifting demographic in Orange County. And so, really, over the last couple of decades, we have seen that demographic shift reflected on our college campuses, which is really exciting. So, we have qualified, according to the U.S. Department of Education, as what they call a Hispanic-serving institution. And what that means is that 25%, a minimum of 25% of our incoming students, our undergraduate students, of course all of ours are undergraduate students, identify as Hispanic. So that qualified us to apply for this federal grant, which we were awarded in 2020 when the world sort of turned upside down for all of us.
Yes.
And so it was really timely for us to be able to think about how can we support this population of students, but not just our Hispanic identifying students, but all students on both of our campuses in Middletown and Newburgh. Our goal is to increase students' persistence, retention, and ultimately graduation. So that's really sort of, again, the ultimate goal for this five-year, $3 million grant.
Okay. So now, this grant is to help the college do a better job for its students, but it's not that you're giving money away. This is used for the college, by the college, to make better programs for low-income students. Is that pretty much right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's for, now that we have this population that we are focusing our attention on, what do they need? How do we serve them, right? It's bigger than enrollment. Great, mm-hmm. We've enrolled at the time that we went out for this grant, over 25% of our student population is Hispanic, but now we need to serve them, right? There are needs, they're coming with diverse needs from even diverse backgrounds, multi-generational homes. They're not just a student. So what does that look like? So my team has been tasked with carrying out programming, collaborating with other offices at the college, staff and faculty partnerships, so that we can make sure that we provide students with the support that they need when they most need it. And if we can even be more proactive than that, even better.
What are you finding that the needs are?
Well, many of our students just need an additional layer of support. So we have our student-facing staff, which we are calling pathway coaches, mm-hmm. who really take on the role of this navigator with the student. So the student has a set of goals. They need, you know, a bit more support, not just from their first semester when they enroll and they're starting their classes for the first time. They're bombarded with a whole bunch of folks who are like, we're here to support you. But then what about the next semester?
And then everybody goes away.
Yeah, right, right.
That can't happen.
Right. So our pathway coaches are really going to drive that support throughout their college experience, throughout their time at SUNY Orange, whether that's transferring to a four-year institution or graduating. Mm-hmm. And really whatever other additional goals, because we also come from a college to career essentially connection that we're trying to make. Self-sustaining adults is what we're really trying to motivate out of them. So our coaches, that's our first priority, getting our coaches what they need so that they can provide the students what they need, and having that additional layer of support all throughout.
Now, the Title V program is to help all low-income students, but you've identified a special area of need in this area because, yes, there are a lot of Spanish-speaking people from all kind of different places. I can remember learning to speak Spanish and being able to have a conversation with someone from Mexico. But I couldn't understand Puerto Rican Spanish. Mm. So, and I discovered that there, just like there were different accents that I could or could not follow, there were probably different needs that happen, not regardless of where they're from. I'm not going to tie it to that. But there's no one size fits all. How do you follow all of the possibilities that people need?
The diaspora runs deep for our Hispanic students, for our the population that we are keeping a pulse on, right? Our Hispanic students, we're keeping a pulse on their needs. Because what we're finding is these needs overlap. You could be a first-generation college student, low income. An international student, doesn't matter where you're from. Spanish doesn't necessarily have to, not all Spanish speakers have the same needs.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's sure.
But what we are finding are some trends, right? Our pathway coaches, especially with their caseloads, as they are speaking with their students and hearing what their needs are, you know, we're running into things like transportation. We're running into resources to books, things like that. So we're tasked with figuring out what's available at the college already and maybe tightening up the access of those resources so that our students, again, can get what they need when they most need it, so they're not, there's no delay.
Mm-hmm. Bookstore vouchers.
Bookstore vouchers.
Laptop lending program. These are all things that we're using the grant funding to support to get, like Gabriella is saying, the resources that students need to be successful that can be a barrier, right, to them continuing their education.
Right. We first start with just understanding our population. So something that we are really spending a lot of time with time on is focus groups with our students, grabbing small populations, hearing from the students themselves, having them tell us what they need as opposed to us assuming what they need.
Wow, that's big right there.
Right. Yeah. Right. I myself, a first-generation college grad, my parents immigrated from South America. I have an understanding of what I needed, and it might overlap, but the world is very different from when I was back at college. Right. That is why we need to hear from the students so that our programming can evolve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And all low-income students, whether, you know, whatever their original language may be, if someone wants to go to college, you can help them. That's pretty much the short version. You can help them.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, this grant is actually designed to help all students, regardless of income status. So we know that those students who do come from that low-income background have more challenges, need the bookstore vouchers, need the additional support with regard to technology. And oftentimes, as Gabriella was saying, the overlap is a need as well in terms of academic support. So we have really, even though community college enrollment nationwide is down, right, especially as a result of the pandemic, people have really chosen to walk away from education. Their needs have grown, and we have seen a huge growth in the needs for academic support for students. So we're using this grant to fund more of that work as well.
That makes a lot of sense. I like the name of it, Prosperar, to prosper. And the subtitle, fortunately, is English, because I've forgotten most of my Spanish from those days. The subtitle is Moving Students from Surviving to Thriving.
Right.
What a wonderful difference. Mm-hmm. So how does someone contact you? Or where's the starting point for a student looking for help? For a family of someone trying to get into college?
So we're spending a lot of time trying to even just make ourselves known as a Hispanic serving institution. And we are, like, for example, even just today, getting the word out that we are a Hispanic serving institution, that we are focused on the needs of our students and their families even, because that's another component I don't want to fail to mention. The families are extremely critical and are a driving force of our programming.
Of course.
You know, we are launching information on our website at SUNY Orange. We are going and meeting with the local guidance counselors at the high school sites so that they know that we are here, the services that we provide and the partnerships that we have and the collaboration that we have with staff and faculty at SUNY Orange. You know, we're continuing to make sure that if there's any community events, that we are also tabling at those events through admissions, through advisement, anything like that. So this is just what we're you know, me being brought on a year ago, we've held a couple of events, and a lot of it is partnering with events that are already happening at the college, mm-hmm. so that we can just also kind of tag on.
Catch the people where they are.
That's right.
Sure. That's a great idea. I need to hear more. We need to take a break first, though. It's 8:18. With me from SUNY Orange is Dr. Erica Hackman and Gabriella Amiano. We're going to hear more about Prosperar on WAL. It's 62 degrees at 8:21. You're listening to WAL Radio. Thank you for that, by the way. And with me from SUNY Orange County Community College. I never know which I should call it, so
both.
I just call it both. Yes. Dr. Erica Hackman, who's the Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Gabriella Amiano, the College Program Director for Prosperar, the Title V grant to help low-income students. And we need definitely to give people a way to contact you or the college, or where should people start for information?
Definitely suniorange.edu is the best place to start. And, you know, beyond that, suniorange.edu/get-started will take you to the admissions page. And Gabriella works very closely with our admissions folks. And so if they have any particular questions about this grant, this opportunity, the ways that we are pivoting some of our programming to support students, that's definitely a place to start. And admissions can get you in touch with Gabriella.
So you start by applying to be admitted to the college.
Absolutely.
This makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
And if you need some academic help along the way, that you go to the college and you ask, what do I need? And it's amazing the help that can be provided mm-hmm. when you realize, just ask.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, as a community college, that's why we do what we do. We love supporting students. We love seeing you succeed. And we love just meeting you where you're at and getting you to your goal, no matter what that goal is. So that's why I'm passionate about, you know, what we do at SUNY Orange County Community College. And that is the goal of every employee at the college.
I've got you doing it too now, calling it by both names. Sorry.
It works.
It does. This is where I went to college. I don't know if you went there. Both of you, did you go there?
I didn't. I did go to a community college in the Midwest, though.
Okay.
Yes, so it's in my heart.
Gabrielle?
I didn't. I went to SUNY New Paltz.
Oh, okay.
And then I did my master's back in the city at CUNY.
Okay.
But I love this area so much. It was important to me. It's always been important to me to work for my community and within my community. And I moved back up here, so it was just, it was the right, it was the only thing to do, essentially.
It's the right fit.
Right.
That's, yes, you're helping so many people. And that's the whole goal. Moving from surviving to thriving mm-hmm. in college and farther and beyond. Mm-hmm. Because once you figure out how to do college, you can apply that knowledge to anything else you're going to do. That's the secret of going to college. It teaches you how to learn. You know, I think when you're 18 and you start going to college, you think, oh, they're going to teach me to do job A, B, C,
right.
and I'm going to go do that job until I'm 100 years old and I get to retire. No.
Not anymore.
That's not how it works at all.
But that's what makes SUNY Orange so special, is that the student is in the driver's seat for a lot of this.
Yes.
There are so many, they have this network of support as soon as they, mm-hmm. from enrollment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But really, the students constantly ask, what do you need? How are you doing? How are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We are at service to these students, to these families. So there's a constant reciprocal relationship that we're going back and forth, asking, checking in, because really what we're tasked to do is motivate, you know, their upward mobility, and that is far beyond their 2-3 years at SUNY Orange.
Right,
that's for sure.
We try to make those kinds of supports that we know are critical inescapable. Right,
right.
That no matter where a student is in their journey, that, you know, we're there for them, supporting them with the financial piece, with the academic piece, with just the navigation of, you know, how do I fill out this form and how do I talk to this office? You know, there's a lot of college-going knowledge that we build in and we support students with when they're new to us. So, and throughout their journey, as Gabriella said, we don't stop after the first semester.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been my pleasure to have you here. Come back anytime you have a flimsy excuse to come and talk to us, because you're bringing us such important, good information. And I know that you're working to make this a better community for everyone to live in. That's the whole point.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Dr. Erica Hackman and Gabriella Amiano. Have I been pronouncing your name right?
Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. From SUNY Orange. Just remember the website, sunyorange.edu. There you go. Thank you for coming in today. It's 826 at Wall Radio. Gives us time to send you off to paradise. Oh, and you could take a friend because Eddie Money has two tickets. Wall Radio.